Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the West Haven City Special Service District Board Meeting. Today is July 20th, 2026. And Ryan, we have you online. Can you hear us okay?
I can, yes.
Great. You're scheduled for the prayer. Are you okay with that, or the moment of silence after the pledge?
Do you mind if I pass that off, just
Okay.
being where I'm at?
We'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You bet. We'll begin then with the Pledge of Allegiance. Nate Morris will lead us in that, and then Mayor, if you'd give us a prayer or the moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father in heaven, we are indeed grateful for this beautiful day, and we're grateful for this summer day. We ask thee to watch over those that are in need this evening, especially with the tragedies that are happening in our neighboring cities. We ask thee to watch over them, and that the firefighters will be watched over and cared for as well for the instances that they've been placed in. We hope that everyone does well and comes out okay during these difficult times. We ask thee to bless as board members that we will make the right decisions moving forward within our communities and providing the best service that we can as those that have been placed in these on these boards. We ask thee to help the staff of West Haven and all those that are involved with running the city, that they will be watched over as well. We ask that we will be blessed and that we will be watched over at all times. And we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mayor. And thanks, Nate. Item number three, public presentations. Nobody else is online. Nobody here for a public presentation. Okay. Number four. Reaffirming the following consent agenda from January 12th, 2026, the meeting. Any questions on this? Okay. The action item number A is the action on minutes from December 16th, 2025, billing adjustments, December of 2025, monthly accounts payable, January from 2026. D is West Haven City, $55,632.15. Invoice 01202601, Administrative Services for December of 2025. Gardner Engineering E, Gardner Engineering $7,526.20. The invoice 5521 for the 2700 West Lift Station. F, Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, $169,513, fourth quarter impact fees. G, the Uppercase Printing Inc., $7,932, invoice 3864, utility bill processing supplies. H, Nearmap US Incorporated, $5,940.50, invoice 01774870 for the software. I, Exelon Water Solutions, $106,161.54, invoice 3556. E03951 4450 lift station pumps. And then Exelon Water Solutions 63,000. This is J for $63,143.69. Invoice 556 E05243, the 4450 lift station pump project or parts. No questions on that? Okay, we'll entertain a motion then to pass number four, I or A through J, the reaffirming the following consent agenda from January 12th, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, A through J.
Okay, we've got a motion. Do we have a second? All right, all in favor? Oh, aye. we gotta go it one at a time.
Aye.
Rob, Alicia, Nate?
Aye.
James?
Aye.
I also go aye. Ryan?
Aye.
Thank you. Number five, reaffirm the following action items from the January 12th, 2026 meeting. A, elect board chair for 2026. Do I go ahead and present myself on that because we've already gone through it, or do we go ahead and vote? We need to.
Somebody would just nominate you.
Nominate. I'll nominate Dale Allen as the board chairman, 2026.
Anybody else want to nominate? Do we have a nomination?
I would second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. B, elect board vice chair. I nominate James Jensen as the vice chair.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Ryan, you okay with that?
I think he
must be offline.
Okay. And then six, reaffirming action on resolution 1-2026 from the January 12th, 2026 meeting.
I would move to approve a resolution 1-2026 from the January 12th, 2026 meeting.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Mayor?
Aye.
Alicia?
Aye.
Nate?
Aye.
James?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Okay, number seven, staff report and projects update. John, it's all you, pal.
Well, I don't have a lot tonight, so I think everything is moving along pretty good. We have the 4450 lift station's done, 2700's coming along. As far as other projects out there right now, we're kind of just doing a bunch of stuff, normal stuff, cleaning, getting things ready, doing some programs that we have been working on with hazard assessments and different things that involve our water, part of our water systems. The hazard assessments are to go in and make sure that a lot of the companies have the proper backflow assemblies and different things installed, and they're all up to code that way. So it's a program that we haven't done much of in the past, but it's one that we put together and have started doing, working with the state and whatnot to get that all up to speed. So we've been working on that with that portion of the cross connection program. So yeah, good. That and a lot of blue stakes have been coming in, different things. The guys are out doing that. They're also doing, started up with the manhole inspection program that we've been, that we've started. So yeah, we're doing out doing that kind of stuff, but that's really all I have for an update.
On, was it 5,100 or 5,300, that manhole, that new road going through, we were going to...
On 51?
51. Mm-hmm. How's that? Is there anything with the...
So far with the 5,100 project, the road widening and what's going on down there, we were a little concerned with some of them that we had lined because of the structure of the manholes, but so far, so good. I shouldn't... should knock on wood, but yeah, no, it's going good. We haven't had any, they placed plywood and everything down in there just in case there was a problem to protect so we didn't cause a backup. But they've been pretty good about being pretty careful around all that work. So it seems to be going well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
You bet.
And Ed isn't here, so we'll, unless somebody knows something that Ed was going to report on. Okay. Number eight, the Central Weber update. Mayor?
Yes, nothing too major. We had some open public meetings involving rate increases for the septic haulers within that. So they have septic haulers that bring product to the facility as well, besides the sewer. So they had a rate increase of about 8%, which affects a lot of the residents overall, but it's part of the processing that they have in there. So that was approved and moved forward with, but that was really about it for this round. Projects are coming along really good. That $89 million project is getting close to finishing up, and so they'll have that completed over there. I would say probably by next month it should be wrapped up. And then the 1900 project, the sewer project over there, is really slow and moving slow, but it's still in progress. They're still billing for it. So it's still affecting the city in some ways for traffic and so forth, but it's coming along. But that's really all I have.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And then number nine, the discussion, change order number four for Corio Incorporated for the extension on the completion date of the 2700 West lift station. Where do we want to start with this? Amy, is there some information that...
I think maybe we have Riker address it. They've been, my understanding is that they've been doing what we've been asking them to do, but maybe it'd be best to have Riker.
Cool.
Just talk through that those things.
Is Riker?
Yes.
Welcome.
Riker with Gardner Engineering.
Glad to have you with us.
So yeah, per the board's requirement, management has been visiting the site and providing weekly updates. Brian with Corio has been providing those updates, and then between him and Russ with management, they've been visiting the site. with their reports, they've been providing a schedule. It has not changed since the week after June meeting. trying to remember the requirements. Yeah, they've been visiting the site and providing updates. We've been meeting weekly with Brett and management. Those weekly meetings, we go over coordination items, anything that needs to occur. We've been, I'd say, pretty prompt on responses to anything they need. I would say at current schedule, they're maintaining what is on their schedule. So I would say as far as status, they're keeping up.
Okay.
Any questions?
Which schedule are they keeping up to?
The schedule they've provided, the most recent one was, I believe, Friday, the 7-3 schedule.
Wasn't the completion date looking like October 2nd?
I believe the schedule is...
It's the one that was sent out today, right? Is that the one?
Yeah, September 11th is their closeout date on the current and most recent schedule.
What's the October 2nd date then?
That was one that they provided for the June meeting. They've since provided a schedule following that June meeting, and it's been the same schedule since they supplied. So to clarify, they supplied a schedule that had a October 2nd deadline for the June meeting, and then following that, Corio management revised the schedule to what has been provided every week since, and has remained the September 11th completion.
But that's the September 11th is substantial completion, right? And the final is October 2nd, because the October 2nd is shown on line 2 of the lift station construction.
I have, let's see, substantial completion per their schedule. What they're expecting to make is August 18th. And then closeout would be September 11th.
I'm just looking at the sent.
Looking through it, they do have a date on item number 2 that is October 2nd for the lift station construction completion. But I believe their intended closeout would be September 11th.
Thanks, Sharice, for bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that item number two does state October 2nd, but I would believe that would be an error. Was the intent?
It's not an auto increment. There's nothing. If you look down below, there's nothing in the past to drag it out that far.
The actual date would be what then?
Item
41.
41. Yes.
Startup closeout.
September 11th.
Is that the right date?
That's a grouping of everything below it. If you go down.
Is it possible for someone to repeat what the audience is saying?
You want to come up to the mic?
You want to come up to the mic?
Yeah.
Please, thank you, Brian.
So regarding the October 2nd date, that it's a function of the software that we're using. Most scheduling softwares, you can either have an automatic or a manual deadline. That line number two, lift station construction, has got an old deadline pulling it to October 2nd, but it's not based on the subtasks below it. So we can clean that up with our next pay request. We'll get in there and adjust that. The other question was the startup and closeout and the furthest date on here, which would be the asphalt, item number 49. And that's the furthest date on here, meaning that that's when we would be complete. Substantial completion is listed on item 45, and that is under the assumption that the facility can be used for its intended purpose is why that's there, why there's a difference there. So.
I'm just making a couple of notes here. Thank you. Any questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number 10, we'll entertain a motion to enter a closed meeting for the purpose of the strategy session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation, to discuss the character and the professional competence or physical or mental health of an individual, to be held in accordance with provisions with Utah Code 52-4-205. Entertain a motion for a closed session. Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Let's go to our meeting. Pardon me? All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.